What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show today. It's Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017, getting into the week here. And we have got lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A lot of people still talking about that horrible shooting incident in Las Vegas yesterday, and actually Sunday night. And of course, the politicians are leaping on board to scream, we have to have more gun control, we've got to have this, we've got to have that. And more and more indications that the story coming out from the government and the corporate media is really not to be trusted. And we ran an online poll on our website. Do you trust the official story of what happened in Las Vegas? Not surprisingly, 99% voted no, they do not. So basically, another mass shooting and another grab for the guns. It almost seems like clockwork. Every once in a while, when the gun grabbers aren't getting their way, there's going to be another one of these staged shootings here. And it is rather deplorable. It's despicable to hijack human tragedy to push your political agenda. And the knee-jerk reaction is out there is, oh, we've got to ban all the guns. If we ban all the guns, all these problems will go away. No, they won't. Somebody who's determined can get a firearm on the black market, or they can build one. If they know anything about machining and chemistry, they can build a firearm. My principal experience with firearms in my youth was with black powder guns. They are easy to make, and so is the propellant. Now, I have a question to ask here, and I want everybody to think about this. Why is it that when a Muslim commits an act of terror, the government says, do not blame all Muslims, it's just an individual? But when a gun owner commits a crime, the government says blame all gun owners and take away all their guns. Seems like kind of a double standard or maybe a little bit of hypocrisy going on there. We want to keep an eye on that one. And it is hypocrisy because the government doesn't want to ban all guns. They want to ban your guns. And back in 2013, there was a bit of a stink when it came on out that the chief of police of Washington, D.C. had allowed Dianne Feinstein to have assault-style weapons in her home in the district, which was absolutely illegal at the time. But she's a politician. She's allowed to have guns here. Only in January, we had the California Senate voted 28-8 to exempt themselves from the California gun laws. See, the California gun laws are only for you law-abiding citizens, not for the politicians. Of course, they have to have guns. And, of course, gun laws do not stop criminals and terrorists from having guns. It just adds one more item to the smuggler's catalog of products as they come across the border. It's all about people control. It's about taking away your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, to hold abusive government in check. And that's really the issue at the heart of all of this. Now then, I want to remind everybody about something that happened. Do you remember a guy named Charles Whitman? Was known as the Texas Tower Sniper. Was a former Marine, had a sharpshooter badge, got up into that tower in the university, and just started shooting at people. Same situation we had in Las Vegas. Shooter had a high perch, was blocked off, and he was just shooting people like crazy. But fortunately, this was Texas. And the people on the ground went to their cars and got their deer rifles and started returning fire. And when Charles Whitman started receiving fire from the ground, he basically hunkered down, and that's why the police were able to get in to where he was and kill him. Now, obviously, the perch at the Mandalay Bay was chosen so that people on the ground, including law enforcement, would not be able to effectively return fire. That was a long distance, 400 yards. Certainly with a police sidearm, they're not going to be able to hit anything. Now, listening to the audio recording of the police scanner, we're getting more confirmation that there may have been more than one shooter because the audio, the police are reporting that shots are coming from high up in the Mandalay Bay, but also lower down as well. Now, there's a video out there that purports to show gunfire coming from somewhere around the fourth floor. It's being dismissed as a strobe light. And maybe it is, and maybe it isn't. I'm sort of questioning that because strobe lights used as decoration can trigger reactions in sensitive people, especially epileptics. They can go into a seizure from a strobe light. And epileptics having a grand mal seizure are not at the tables gambling their money away. So I'm dubious on this claim that the flashes seen in this video made by the taxi driver are a strobe light. We don't really know. Anyway, interestingly enough, story came on out from New York Magazine confirming once again that hotel employees entered the room of Stephen Paddock multiple times over the weekend and did not see anything unusual. So all those weapons and all that stuff had to be brought in just moments before the shots came on out. One guy can't do that. 64-year-old guy can't do that, especially past hotel security. And we're talking long guns. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. Now, in the room next door to Stephen Paddock, there was an Australian man who was visiting the Mandalay Bay, and he is saying that he witnessed multiple gunmen involved in the Las Vegas attack, and also said that apparently the police killed a security guard on the floor. And maybe it was just bad shooting, or maybe the security guard was going to contradict the official story. But there's a lot of disinformation being put on out right now. I've been saying since yesterday how strange we're not seeing any photos of the guns. Well, a photo, actually two photos were released recently showing AR-15 type guns. One of them has a bump stock lying on the floor, supposedly the crime scene. So far, so good, except that Fox News just showed a video of Stephen Paddock's room. The carpeting does not match the carpeting seen under these AR-15s. Now, I went to the Mandalay Bay Hotel's website, and I took the virtual tour of all their different suites, and the only room that has matching carpeting to what's seen under those AR-15s is the media suite. So already these photos of the guns are beginning to look staged or planted. The media is also pushing the Philippines link that some time ago, a week or two ago, Stephen Paddock sent $100,000 down to the Philippines. Oh, this must have been a Philippine operation somehow. Actually, he sent it to his girlfriend, who's from the Philippines. And remember, Stephen Paddock was a multimillionaire. He'd gotten rich in real estate speculation. He owned two single-engine aircraft to go with his pilot's license. So to him, $100,000 is not a lot of money. Now, here's an interesting little story that came on out. This is coming out of Oroz.com. Apparently, there was a police officer that got to the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel 16 minutes after the shooter started shooting and was ordered to wait for SWAT, who did not show up for an additional half hour. And they didn't finish clearing the room until an hour after that officer got up there. So that long delay would have been an ideal opportunity for the real perpetrators to just sneak on out. Remember, they had cameras on, out there in the hallway, watching the hallway. They knew who was there and where they were. Apparently, a Las Vegas union worker has come on out and said that everybody was notified on a mandatory active shooter training exercise, which was due September 30th, nearly coinciding with the shooting. Funny how there's always a drill near these mass shootings. It's fitting an established pattern. Even Trey Gowdy has his doubts. Gowdy is saying this obviously had to have a high level of premeditation. It's not just somebody who walked up into a room with a gun and started shooting. He had multiple weapons. He had the TV cameras. And Gowdy says it's difficult to believe that a single person could have done this without detection. And I'm absolutely in agreement, especially when you correlate that with the fact that hotel employees have been going in and out of the room. Housekeeping staff were cleaning the room. The do not disturb sign was not on the door. They went in there to do their job. They did not see anything suspicious. They didn't see any weapons. Now, as you know, there was this network executive over at CBS, Haley Geftman Gold, and she took to social media to explain that she was not sympathetic to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting because country music fans are often Republican. And CBS fired her. And apparently not concerned about that, CNN had their own moment where Jeff Zeleny suggested that most of the victims were Trump supporters merely because they were attending a country music event. Can you say crude stereotypes? Can you say total lack of empathy to what's going on here? Oh, they're Trump supporters. They deserved what they got. They voted for Donald Trump. If they'd voted for Hillary, this wouldn't have happened. Now, there's an interesting little article. It's over on the Event Horizon Chronicle, and it's pointing out that this mass shooting and a desperate attempt to overturn the Second Amendment is a symptom of the fact that the U.S. NATO empire is dying. And like all dying dinosaurs, it's lashing out in its death throes. This is a symptom of impending collapse. So the gun grabbers are out there screaming for guns, and it's not working. People are going to the gun stores again. They're stocking up because they know every time one of these happens, we're going to ban guns. Oh, let's go buy some. Christmas is coming up. I remember when I was a kid, there would be ads for firearms as Christmas gifts, and it wasn't deemed strange at all. Where I grew up, it was sort of presumed that on your 12th birthday, one of the presents you would be given would be a rifle, along with a serious talking to about gun safety, which was the second religion in the town that I grew up in. And the first time you misused that weapon, you would get a trip to the woodshed, would have you eating dinner, standing up for at least a week. And almost everybody in my town had guns. We never had mass shootings. Kids would take their guns to school. They'd put them in the cloakroom because on the way home from school, we'd be varminting the fields. And nobody thought anything about it. Schools back then had gun clubs. They had gun teams. They had shooting teams. So getting to domestic politics here, we're seeing a story coming out of Target Liberty that apparently Special Counsel Robert Mueller is trying to get New York to bring charges against Paul Manafort in order to put the squeeze on him because Trump, as president, has no authority to grant pardons in state cases, only federal cases. And apparently Mueller is working with at least one other state beyond New York to put the same sort of squeeze on a different individual. And the idea is going to be they're going to charge them and say, well, you can go away to jail for a very, very long time unless you help us bring a case against the president, Donald Trump. And, of course, Mueller is still not looking at Hillary Clinton and her email server or the Clinton Foundation. And despite repeated requests from the Congress, Attorney General Sessions is still refusing to appoint a second special counsel to look into Hillary Clinton's crimes. This is our second attorney general in a row protecting the narcocracy. This is our second FBI director in a row protecting that narcocracy. Even Jason Chaffetz is out there saying that Sessions is obviously dragging his feet on Democratic scandals. Emails, IRS, Pagliano, Fast and Furious. No. We only investigate GOP scandals. Give them what for? Greg Jarrett is out there saying there needs to be a second special counsel to investigate Clinton, Comey, Lynch, and others. And pointing out that a long time ago, when he was campaigning for the election, Donald Trump vowed, if elected, to have his attorney general appoint a special counsel to reopen the Hillary Clinton investigation and, if warranted, bring criminal charges against her. Well, we know it's warranted. In his TV spiel, James Comey went down the laundry list of Title 18 felony violations that the FBI found Hillary had committed. Then he gave her that get-out-of-jail-free card on the basis that she didn't mean to do wrong. But anybody who's read Title 18 understands intention is not required. Carelessness and negligence are still violations. if you allow classified information into non-secure environments, even by accident, that's a violation. Everybody's scared of that narcocracy at the heart of our government. All right, let's take some phone calls. Tom in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Between an article that you posted on what really happened today and one that was posted 2 days ago on Zero Hedge, we may have the correct dots to connect for Las Vegas. Your article is what we know about Las Vegas shooter. And having read that, it wouldn't be so interesting if I hadn't read the Zero Hedge article behind Vancouver's housing bubble. They're laundering millions of dollars in Chinese drug money. Now,
in Vancouver or Las Vegas?
In Vancouver.
Okay.
But what that article taught me, it goes into great detail about how this is done using casinos where you buy chips with dirty money and you come out with a refund for the chips in clean money.
Yes.
And they're doing this in the hundreds of millions. Now, when you look at the entire life of Stephen Paddock and his father, it screams a deal was made with somebody and he became a money launderer. His whole lifestyle screams money launderer. He may be American, but he's using the same method that the Chinese are using in Vancouver, Canada.
No, his lifestyle does not scream money launderer. I mean, his history is very, very clear. He worked for Lockheed, then NASA, then he was an accountant, and he plowed his money into real estate investment. He made his money legitimately, and he's retired, and he likes to go to Las Vegas to gamble occasionally with his girlfriend. But there's no indication at all that he was involved in any kind of money laundering. Besides which, this method of laundering money has been known for a very, very long time. And casinos, when they take money in at that front desk where you buy your chips, if it's a large volume of cash, they have a little machine. They stick the money in there, and it reads off the serial numbers and automatically checks them against a list of serial numbers that are considered suspect. So it's not like it's this as foolproof as it used to be.
Well, they were certainly getting away with it until recently in Vancouver, Canada, and we know that there's a lot of dirty money floating around the world that needs to get laundered. And
well, they can just go to the Clinton Foundation.
One of the other red flags that went up was about his father. When he was finally captured after 10 years on the lam and escaping from prison, he got one more year in prison before he went on probation. And that doesn't happen. If you shoot at an FBI agent and you escape from prison and you're on the lam for 10 years, you get a lot more than 1 year. So a deal was cut with him to do something.
Okay. It may be, but I'm seeing a lot of people who are trying to use Stephen Paddock's father's history to try and tarnish Stephen Paddock. And again, what we're hearing from the family is that when Stephen Paddock went to prison, the mother told the kids he'd simply died. And they
right.
basically have not had any contact with him since.
Right. But another interesting thing about the father is he was diagnosed officially as a psychopath, and psychopathy
yes.
is genetic.
So the chances of not always.
Not
Sometimes
always.
It can be. It can be chemically induced. But don't forget, Stephen Paddock himself has no history of mental illness. He was not on prescription
right.
antidepressants. And don't forget, to qualify for a pilot's license, the screening is not just your health. They want to make sure that you're not likely to take the airplane and, crash it into the World Trade Towers or something silly like that.
Psychopathy is not a mental illness. It's a different kind of human. I don't know anybody who studied psychopathy, and I have, who thinks it's a mental illness. Psychopaths do not think they have a mental illness. They don't.
Well, nobody who's mentally ill thinks they're mentally ill. Anyway, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media and the government are really trying to dogpile Stephen Paddock and just keep heaping more accusations on him so that everybody's going, oh, if even a tenth of this is true, he's a horrible, horrible man. Now they're saying he had 23 guns in his hotel room and 19 more at his home, and they found ammonium nitrate in his home, explosives. Well, ammonium nitrate by itself is not an explosive. It's a fertilizer. You put it on your flowers to make them grow more. Let's go back to the phones here. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Let's start with Aloha Snack Bar.
Aloha Snack Bar.
Yeah, no, listen, this guy, far as I can tell, doesn't, like just like you said yesterday, does not fit the profile. He's not anywhere close to being anything this devious or whatnot. And so I would present to you, and I don't know anything, have no inside grip on any of this, but I would present to you that perhaps this guy won a trip to Vegas and some money to gamble with or whatnot. And it's an FBI setup. to where these people brought him over here, sent his wife off. I mean, there's so many different avenues that we can go on. The Philippine connection.
Well,
with his wife,
he didn't win the trip. He only lived an hour from Las Vegas, and he drove down there regularly. And his car was in the Mandalay Bay Hotel's parking lot. So it looks like he just drove on over, which he was in the habit of doing. Apparently, he was well known all along the strip because he was always hitting the various casinos.
So do you think he did this?
I don't.
I
think he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. The real perpetrators may have killed him before the shooting at the Route 91 concert even began, and they just dropped him there to take the blame. I don't think he was set up to be a patsy because, from a political point of view, there isn't much of anything there. He's white. He's liberal. I mean, if they were going to set up a patsy, it would be somebody who's definitely Republican. And then, of course, everybody would be saying, why is a Republican shooting at other Republicans and Trump supporters? It almost feels like he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was killed by the real perpetrators, and they just left him there. And again, we're talking about 23 guns into his room after the last housekeeping service had already gone through. And as Trey Gowdy is saying, it's hard to believe this one 64-year-old man could get all of that stuff up into that room past hotel security.
Well, not to mention that, A, that the rounds that were being shot were just phenomenal. I was in the military, and we were told about barrel meltdown in a heartbeat. So that would explain why he had so many weapons and whatnot. But being a 64-year-old man, unless he's, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, running back and forth from two rooms, shooting from two windows. And when you listen to the shots of the coming out the windows and whatnot, that these people, and many people were saying, we saw fires from two different windows. And it's all... But the one thing that we don't have right now is we don't have a body. We didn't, and I don't mean to be gruesome or anything, but we don't have a guy coming out in a body bag in which they unzipped. And, just a little while ago, I was told by another radio show host that this is not CSI. You don't get to see this. Well, this is where the secret lies. Show us the body of the guy. He's coming out in a body bag. Let's see the gentleman that you said did all this shooting. We don't have this evidence. We are so shy of having all the evidence, and we have to take what we get from mainstream media, from people who dig into this stuff and whatnot. There's a few people that can get into this and figure it out and stuff. But this is also kind of curious because it was on the release of O.J. Simpson, which brought a bunch of the national TV set up, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, we brought all these people there, and they just happened to be there at the time when OJ was being released. So this is a little curious to me. I'm just saying we need more evidence before we can jump to any kind of conclusion.
Well, at this point, given the past deceptions and lies by this government, the safe assumption right now is this is another false flag. Going to have to let you go, Andy. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got an email from somebody who knows the internal layout of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. And this person is indicating that the room where Stephen Paddock was located, the sniper's nest, the fire exit stairwell is right next door. Now, remember that story about police officer got up there 16 minutes after the shooting, was told to wait for SWAT, and he had to wait for half an hour. And then SWAT made the entry to the room. And, well, by the time they did that, these guys, the real perpetrators, could have been down the stairwell, got in their car. They would have been at the airport waiting for their flight out of town by the time SWAT actually got into that room. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. So basically, if you know, if he was a patsy and they killed him, basically what would have been the purpose, not just to take push for gun legislation, would be for getting back at Trump supporters, you think?
Well, certainly the major agenda seems to be the push for gun control, and they're clearly not getting a lot of traction on that one. Gun manufacturer stocks are up. Everybody knows that every time they try one of these, people start buying guns. but there's a lot of people out there trying to use this to push their particular agenda. They're trying to link it to the Philippines. They're trying to link it to North Korea or Iran. Yesterday, Alex Jones was saying that Paddock was linked to Antifa. Today, he's saying that it was actually there working for ISIS. So everybody's out there thinking like a politician. How do I use this tragedy to push my particular agenda? And it's rather shameless behavior, but that's generally what they do.
Yeah, because if you look, the agenda kind of matters, but it don't. But look, it still ended up with the same scenario where it killed people in, you know, in a country concert, you know. And he rented that. He had to rent it at least a month ahead of time, right? Or whoever rented it.
Well, he was a regular visitor, and he may have just had, you know, a standing reservation for every so many weeks. We don't really know, and I don't know what the lead time for a reservation at the Mandalay Bay is. I don't think it's going to be exceptionally long because during the economic downturn, Las Vegas isn't really doing all that well because people don't have money that they can go gamble with. Obviously, Paddock did. He was a millionaire. But I think overall, there's probably a high vacancy rate in those hotels. You may even find them on hotels.com for all we know.
Yeah, there's just that other aspect, Mike, that's still on my mind, the hatred of the media and the liberals like the Puerto Rican mayor have, just the vitriol. They hate Trump and they hate the people who voted for him to the point where they make people go out and cause violence too. It's a plus for them. You know, I mean, like,
well,
CNN
certainly with
and that other one.
With Antifa, it does. But I think the American people, I think this is going to backfire the way the NFL kneeling thing backfired. Because right now, the American people are looking at all these liberals and how they're just celebrating the death of all these people at that concert. And it doesn't actually put out a positive public image. Apparently, Congress was going to have a minute of silence for the victims of Las Vegas, and two Democrats just walked out. I mean, how do they think that looks to the American people?
They don't care. It's a cult, Mike, and they don't care if they're driving over your bones, Mike. You can tell.
They're politicians. They're politicians. They have to pay attention to the public image. And whoever is calling the shots behind all of this, they're making some very bad assumptions of how the American public in general is going to react to what they're seeing. When you look at the CBS and CNN talking heads who are out there saying, they deserved it, they're Trump supporters. I imagine a lot of people are going to start turning off the CBS and CNN the way people are burning tickets to the NFL games. People are just really fed up with this kind of an attitude on display by anybody.
Hey, Mike, I want to switch gear. What do you think of that woman in the UK saying anybody who watches violent or hate-filled like video can get up to 15 years in print? Like, that's like freaking Stasi stuff, Mike. Like who decides, you know, what they deem is is violent or terrorist, you know?
I'm glad you put that word in there, because what the law that they're talking about specifies terror content, meaning you go to a jihadi website and you have to go to it a certain number of times before you're considered a regular. I mean, a lot of people will peek in on some of these sites just to see what all the fuss is about, or writers who are doing research and so forth. So the law is specifically that if you are a regular reader of terrorist websites, yeah, they're going to grab you and throw you in jail. I don't agree with that. Everybody has a right to read whatever information they want to. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go out and commit an act of terror. I imagine there's probably a lot of people who are reading those websites to try and be prepared for what happens if they are caught up in the middle of a terror attack.
Because I thought watching the U.S. bomb that went off, the aftermath, you know, would be make me a terrorism. You know?
No. It's very narrowly focused on just what are deemed to be terrorist websites.
Yeah, what a joke this whole, Mike, this whole world's like shot. It's just what a joke. You look at just the mayhem these people are causing, and, you know, China's doing deals. Like I said, they're moving you know, they're moving to do deals, and we're doing all this other stuff, and you're right, Mike. We're at the last bottom of the ninth. The whole Western world's on the bottom of the ninth inning, Mike. It's over for us. It's a
dying empire lashing out in its death throes, and our task now is to not let the dying empire take the rest of the world with it.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Man, what's on my mind? All the disinformation, for one. You know, it's hard to keep track of it, and it's so soon in the game here that, you know, try not to jump to any conclusions. But, you know, what Dustin was talking about, you know, they got this, our Congress has got this Israel First policy, and they have the Muslim Brotherhood in there, and they have a pact with Islam. So, you know, that's the fate that's hanging over us. And plus, with all the stuff going on, you know, China and whatnot are doing what they're doing. They're trying to distract us from everything. They're trying to distract us from prospering. They're trying to distract us from our just regular lives and taking care of our homes and our families, you know, our own peace and prosperity. I mean, that's the big deal about it. And he's right. It is a cult. Islam and Israel, it's hard to fight that. We can't. They got the laws against us.
Well, that's why we just have to sit back. Do not give them an excuse to declare a national emergency. Stay calm, stay peaceful, stay nonviolent, and just wait for the system to finish destroying itself, because it's clearly doing that. Between the out-of-control debt created by the Federal Reserve and the very obvious corruption, which is now wide open and out in public for everybody to see, it's only a matter of time before, just like the Soviet Union, and remember, as was the case with the Soviet Union, it happened so quickly. The CIA actually missed it. The CIA had no clue that the Soviet Union was about to collapse when it happened. And it could happen just as quickly here. And we don't know what the spark could be. But again, we look at what's going on with the government. And I'm not surprised that recent Gallup poll came on out and said 71% of Americans do not agree with the way the government is running this country. They're doing a terrible job for the people, doing a great job for themselves. They're making out like bandits. But they're doing a terrible job for the American people.
Right. Hey, you're a movie buff, so you remember Minority Report and the detective. I forget the guy's name, but they find the guy. They find a guy who they were going after, and they find this cache of evidence. The guy's laying there; he's dead, and they find all these photographs around him. Remember this?
Yeah.
What did he call that?
An orgy of evidence. It was either an orgy of evidence or a banquet of evidence. And then he goes on to say, you know how many times I saw this when I was a real investigator? Not one. Similar line out of Orient Express, where Hercule Poirot says, there are too many clues in this room. I mean, and again, it looks like a set decoration of a terrorist sniper net. 23 guns. Including handguns, which would have been ultimately useless to a shooter who's shooting down into that concert. It just feels staged.
Well, that's what I think about every time when they keep raising up these amount of guns and whatever. And didn't they release a report yesterday that they actually found bomb-making materials in his vehicle?
They're claiming that they found ammonium nitrate. But again, ammonium nitrate by itself isn't an explosive. It's a fertilizer.
Well, today you said they found that in his home, but didn't they say
they found it in his home and they found it in his car? Yes. and I don't know. I don't even know if it was really in his car. I mean, they're trying to pile on stuff to make everybody say, oh, this guy had to do it. Look at all the things they're finding. Next, they're going to claim that they discovered a Death Star in his garage. He had a storage locker in his town, and, you know, we found Vladimir Putin sitting in there with a mind control device or some such nonsense.
Well, the whole part about it, let me finish this one for you, is the whole part about this is anybody that knew him, these people, these neighbors and whatnot, none of them ever knew him to be a gun enthusiast, to even talk about guns. Someone even mentioned that somebody was in the military and was talking with this guy about stuff, and not once did the guy ever mention guns. You know,
no, he had a couple of hunting rifles. He did like to hunt. He had a hunting license. He had a couple of hunting rifles. And you need to understand that's significant. those assault-style weapons that he was that he's supposed to have had in the room do not make good hunting weapons. They're designed to wound, not to kill. Because if you wound a soldier, you take three enemy soldiers out of action, as opposed to if you kill them, you've only removed one. Hunting rifles are actually far more lethal. But again, he had no military background himself, and you're absolutely right. Everybody around him, including his neighbors, said, this is not this guy.
Right. Well, let me polish this off, and I'll get to what I really called you about. Alex Jones started yesterday with this ISIS relation. He said that the media or whoever came out and claims ISIS claimed that they're taking credit for the attack, and that's where it started. Now, today, into it, Alex Jones is saying that now the media says, we never said that. There is no connection to ISIS, but Alex Jones is still carrying it on to where how maybe he was able to organize this with cooperation from ISIS and whatever.
Well, the FBI has already said they've checked into Paddock's background. He's got no links to any terrorist groups. He was retired. He was living the good life in Las Vegas. He was retired. It just does not fit the pattern of a mass shooter.
Right. The funny part about it is ISIS is Israel's and the United States' proxy. So that's every time they claim something, it means the United States is claiming something.
They're always trying to demonize ISIS because they don't want the American people to pick up on the fact that ISIS is actually working for the United States. That was one of the big complicating factors of the conflict in Syria, is they kept saying, we're in Syria to get ISIS. And then there was all these exposure where the U.S. was supplying ISIS. Sending in airdrops of food, weapons, and ammunition. Documentation coming out of Hillary Clinton's State Department. They were smuggling weapons out of Libya through that consulate in Benghazi to send to Syria to give to ISIS and al-Qaeda over there to use against Bashar al-Assad.
Right. I wonder if you caught wind of this. There's a caller on another broadcast brought this up. A congressman in New Jersey who is up to his neck with embezzling money from Medicaid or one of the insurance type programs. Do you know anything about this?
No, I haven't heard that.
It's a Hispanic congressman out of New Jersey that somebody said they saw the story within the last couple of days, but now it's kind of like disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I was going to ask if you heard that. And the other thing is with the suppression act that they keep, you remember Scalise was at Alexandria and they were coming up on a vote for the fire suppression, mm-hmm. the tax on it, whatever. Is there an act from 1933 or 34, the NSF or whatever, 1933-34, with a bunch of where this is buried into? And if they open this act, they might find things that they don't want coming out. Do you have any tail?
No. This has nothing to do with the National Firearms Act. This is brand new legislation that is designed to allow hunters to have suppressors on their hunting rifles in order to reduce hearing damage to people around them not wearing protectors, which I think is a good idea.
Currently, there's like a $200 tax on that, and they were going to repeal this tax on this, and that's not buried in this NSF. What, National Firearms Act is what you said?
No, this is a standalone brand new bill. They're going to vote on it this week. And I think that's the reason Hillary Clinton made that stupid, uninformed comment about how if Paddock had a silencer, more people would have died. Because she clearly thinks that silencers, like you see in the movies, really exist, and they do not. They just don't work. You can use a suppressor with subsonic ammunition, but you're not going to make a gun quiet. It just doesn't work that way. And if you were using subsonic ammunition from the Mandalay Bay, you wouldn't have reached that venue across the street.
Right. Well, you know that. I've learned that, but the dumb public hasn't. That's what they get away with. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to go to Dan in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hope I can make it through to the commercial here.
You got about 2 minutes.
Suppressors. Okay, the suppressors, they would just melt anyways. Is that not correct?
Well, it depends on how they're made. I mean, the Russians had a suppressor that was basically a tube filled with steel wool, and they were only good for like 4 or 5 shots. But some of the modern suppressors, because they're larger and more voluminous inside, they don't actually heat up as rapidly as the barrel does.
Okay. Anyways, the reason I called, I did send you a link from rents.com. It's a layout of his hotel room, and it's called the Vista Suite, 1,800 square feet. Quite expensive. This guy had, like, video poker debt, apparently, according to a lot of online sources, mainstream media sources. So that doesn't add up. And then another thing is...
Well, wait a minute. The Mandalay Bay Hotel reported on several thousand dollars worth of transactions, but refused to say whether they were losses or winnings. We have people out there who are assuming that he was heavily in debt, and this was his way to deal with it. Well, frankly, if he was in debt, he could have sold one of his two airplanes. But again, this guy was a multimillionaire. A little bit of gambling debt isn't really going to be that kind of a problem. I'm sorry to cut you off here. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the New Jersey senator who got caught with this Medicaid corruption, that's Bob Menendez, who's in a lot of trouble right now, and they filed new charges against him. All right, let's go back to the phones here. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me good?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, yes. I wanted to know, have you seen about that shooting? Have you seen any, like, CCTV cameras from the hotels?
Or not so far.
Because they said it was, what, like an arsenal in his room, 23 rifles and plus other stuff?
Yep.
And it's kind of interesting how it's like, you know, I remember when this first broke, there was three narratives that was put out when they were interviewing people. One, they interviewed one person, he put out like a Sanctuary City narrative, and then you had the ISIS narrative, and then there was a Bundy narrative trying to be put out there, like him related to the Bundy incident. And then now they're running with the narrative of the Republicans are pushing the mental health. And that's a slippery slope. Well, not just them. Everybody's pushing that. Because, like you said, they could label anything a mental health issue. It could label you not agreeing with what they think as a mental health issue. And then all of a sudden, you know.
Oh, they're already out there saying that anybody that doesn't trust the government is obviously mentally ill. And that's a tactic right out of the former Soviet Union. If you questioned the Soviet government, you'd be declared mentally insane. They'd put you in a hospital and treat you rather badly. And even if you got out at some point, you're forever tainted. Oh, that person's crazy. Don't listen to what they're saying. And they're trying to do it here in this country as well.
They are succeeding, though, because if you look at the new gender, did this thing, you see the way a bunch of people on that stage have already switched their decision of gun rights in the Second Amendment? I mean, if you look at Generation Z, the new generation that's coming out, they really believe in this whole, you know, cyber attack. Guys in caves are using laptops to take down our infrastructure.
That's the result of Common Core education, teaching people to simply listen and regurgitate what they hear rather than think analytically and logically. But apparently, I just got word on this, Paul Ryan is now pulling that SHARE Act from consideration. This is the one that would have deregulated the suppressors. It's now off the table, which is a classic knee-jerk reaction, considering that no suppressors were used in the Las Vegas shooting. The only person who made it an issue was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
so that was her agenda, to get this legislation defeated.
That just shows you they're working together. He had to pull it because he's too stupid, that if she would have just kept her mouth shut, that thing would have went through. And that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
They're so fractured at the top. They don't know how they're imploding. When you look at the NFL, when you're looking at, you know, the wars, they can't keep it. They're imploding, and you just see all the cracks. You see it now. That's why we got to stick together. It's not us. We need to not, you know, because everybody's pushing that civil war. Wait, Razor, that's the best thing that they could want.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go. We got to do a station identification. We'll be back in just a minute.
The right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. aroutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.